This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the tradition of Mahakumbh has been reinvigorating India's national consciousness for thousands of years, showing new ways to the country and society. Mr. Modi said, "This time the Mahakumbh of this kind came after 144 years and has given the message of a new chapter in India's development journey." He said, "The message is of Viksit Bharat." Mr. Modi penned down these thoughts in a blog shared yesterday. The Prime Minister said, "As a citizen, he prays that we draw new inspiration from the memories of our ancestors and saints. He called upon people to make unity our guiding principle and work with the understanding that service to the nation is service to the divine." The Prime Minister said, "People from every region, including abroad, caste and ideology, were one in the Mahakumbh." Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath announced that the state government will provide an additional bonus of 10,000 rupees to the sanitation and health workers who continuously provided their services in the Mahakumbh. The Chief Minister interacted with the sanitation, health, bus operators and policemen associated with Mahakumbh in Prayagraj yesterday. Mr. Modi also honoured the employees who made the Mahakumbh a success. He announced that 16,000 rupees per month will be given to the sanitation and health workers who do not receive the minimum wage. This amount will be sent to their accounts through DBT. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Jahan-e-Khusro 2025 at Sundar Nursery in New Delhi today. The Grand Sufi Music Festival is celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. It is being held from today to 2nd March. The festival is bringing together artists from across the world to celebrate the legacy of Amir Khusro. Prime Minister has been a strong proponent of promoting the diverse art and culture of the country. Organized by the Rumi Foundation, the festival will celebrate its 25th anniversary this year. It was started by renowned filmmaker and artist Muzaffar Ali in 2001. During the festival, Prime Minister will also visit the TEH Bazaar, the exploration of the handmade that will feature one district, one product crafts and other various exquisite artifacts from across the country, short films on handicrafts and handlooms, among others. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a one-day tour of West Bengal today. During the visit, he will perform darshan at Tarapeeth, one of the revered Shakti Peeths in Birbhum district. The Vice President will also preside as chief guest at the closing ceremony of 150th birth anniversary of Gaudiya Mission's founder, Acharya Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada in Kolkata. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the Ayush sector. In the meeting, the Prime Minister emphasized the sector's significant contributions in promoting preventive healthcare, boosting rural economies through medicinal plant cultivation, and enhancing the country's global standing as a leader in traditional medicine. He highlighted the sector's resilience and growth, noting its increasing acceptance worldwide and its potential to drive sustainable development and employment generation. He also emphasized the need to promote holistic and integrated health and standard protocols for yoga, naturopathy and the pharmacy sector. The meeting was attended by Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra and other senior officials. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he appreciates Ms. von der Leyen's thoughts on re-energizing India's engagement with Europe. In the Women's T20 Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 6 wickets at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bangalore. Put into bat first, Bangalore scored 125 with a loss of 7 wickets in the 20 overs. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall and snowfall in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh and its adjoining areas. And that is the end of this news bulletin.